Guidance for a sitting practice. So choosing where you're going to do this practice, either sitting on a chair or maybe on a cushion, rolled up blankets or blocks on the ground or sitting on your bed. Just choosing a place where you're going to be reasonably comfortable. It can be a good idea if your back is self-supporting, so you're not leaning back or anything. So this helps just keeping an awakeness within the body. And it's a good idea for your hips to be higher than your knees, as this stops any strain on the lower back. It's likely you're going to be able to stay more comfortable for the practice. Making sure you're going to be warm enough. As far as possible, making sure you're not going to be disturbed by phone calls, by family members. And then either closing the eyes or lowering the gaze, starting to turn the focus inwards, allowing things to slow down a bit, noticing what kind of thoughts are around for you right now or how you are in your mind, so whether there's lots of thoughts crowding in, busy mind, whether your mind feels quite sleepy, quite sluggish, maybe a calm, empty mind. Just noticing how the mind is, noticing how your energy levels are, noticing what kind of feelings and mood states are around for you right now, and noticing how you are in your body. And if you notice any judgments coming up about this, any criticisms, just bring yourself back to just noticing. Noticing with kindness, not trying to change anything. Just noticing how you are. And then bringing your awareness down to the points of contact between the body and the ground or whatever you're resting on. Cushions, chair. Really feeling the weight of your body sinking downwards. Shoulders relaxed and heavy. And as we allow the lower body to sink downwards, the shoulders to sink downwards, we can feel a natural rising up in the spine. So we don't need to put effort into this. There's not any kind of rigidity in the spine. We can allow the spine to have its natural curves. Just feeling the spine rising upwards and the head balancing on top of the spine. So there's a sense of being relaxed and alert. Allowing yourself to take your full height, taking your place in the world. And then bringing your awareness to your breathing. So really noticing those movements in the body that allow the breathing process to take place. Noticing the movements around the nose and the nostrils, so maybe feeling the flow of air through the nostrils, maybe noticing a difference in temperature between the in-breath and the out-breath. Slightly cooler on the in-breath, a bit warmer on the out-breath. Maybe noticing the flow of air on the upper lip. And then noticing the movements in the chest as we breathe. So as the lungs expand, there's a kind of rising in the chest. And then a falling back on the out-breath. So the air is released. The body lets go of what's no longer needed. And then feeling these movements in the abdominal area, in the belly. So as we breathe in, there's a band of muscles under the ribs, the diaphragm, that pushes down to allow the lungs to expand. And this pushing down of the muscles makes the belly just swell out a little bit. And then on the out-breath, those muscles rise back up again, and there's a falling back with the belly. So just noticing this movement of the belly. If you notice that you've drifted off into thinking, the mind started to get busy, just bringing yourself back, plenty of time for thinking at other points in our lives. Right now, we can rest the awareness in the breath, giving the mind a break. So choosing the place where you feel the breath most clearly, or where it's easiest for you to focus in on the breath right now. And just narrowing your awareness into this area. Really noticing the details of the movement in one area of the body. Maybe the chest, maybe the belly. And following the whole of the in-breath, so really feeling that, filling up the intake of air. And then noticing that little pause that happens before the start of the out-breath. And feeling the release of air on the out-breath, emptying. And following this emptying right to the end of the out-breath. And then there's a little pause before the in-breath happens again. Just really bringing an interest, a curiosity into these movements. As the mind moves away, we notice this and we can just bring it back. Each time, gently, firmly, bringing the mind back into an awareness of the body breathing. And now expanding the awareness to include other parts of the body. So maybe noticing movements in the shoulders, a rising and a falling of the shoulders. Maybe noticing movements in the back of the ribs, expanding slightly on the in-breath. And then falling back inwards on the out-breath. And expanding to include awareness of the whole of the body. Feeling the clothing against the skin. Feeling the air against the skin on the face. Maybe you notice any areas of tension or holding. Maybe inviting the breath into these areas. So imagining air filling up the area on the in-breath. And then on an out-breath, having a sense of softening around the area and opening. And feeling free to explore with your awareness any sensations that come up. So if you notice a buzzing or a tingling, maybe bringing your awareness right into this area, noticing the details of the sensations, the shape of the area where you feel the tingling or itchiness, whatever it is. Exploring this, knowing that you're fine to move at any point if you need to. And coming back to an awareness of the whole body. This body sitting here breathing. Nothing else to do right now. The mind drifts away, we can notice where the mind's gone to. Maybe giving this a label, so thinking, planning, worrying, thinking about a difficult conversation, whatever it is, noticing where the mind's gone to. And then each time we get the choice whether to just go with that thinking or whether to bring ourselves back into noticing the sensations in the body. Feeling the body from the inside. Moving away from the activity in our minds, the thinking, the planning, the worrying. Allowing that to settle into the background as we are just aware of the body right now. All the sensations in the body. Maybe a sense of the aliveness buzzing within the body. With the breath in the background. And now shifting your awareness towards sounds. So just noticing the sounds around you and noticing how sounds can come and go. So we don't need to go looking for sounds. We And just notice the sounds, noticing the volume, the pitch, the pattern of sounds, maybe the silence between the sounds, the layers of sounds, and maybe sounds from within the body, sounds in the room, outside the room. So not needing to think about the sounds, just hearing them, being receptive to the sounds coming and going, in and out of awareness, without us needing to do anything. If you find yourself thinking about the sounds, just bringing yourself back each time to simply noticing the sounds. And then in the last part of the practice, allowing the sounds to go into the background, so we turn our awareness towards thoughts. So we can sit here just noticing our thoughts come and go, the same way as we notice sounds come and go. So not needing to follow up the thoughts, not needing to get involved in them, just noticing them as they come and go. So sometimes it can be helpful to have an image to help us with this part of the practice. So we might imagine the thoughts as clouds in the sky. So we can watch the clouds come and go. Or we might imagine the thoughts as pictures on a cinema screen. So we can sit back in our seat and just watch the film of the thoughts come and go. Some of them sticking around for a while, some of them whizzing past, some of them being clear. Some of them may be more like images or feelings. We can just watch them come and go. Not needing to hold on to them, not being overwhelmed by them, not pushing them away. Just observing them. Maybe observing the space between the thoughts. Maybe as you turn your awareness towards the thoughts disappear. So this is fine too, we can just observe this space. If you find that you get lost in the thoughts, that you're up there in the cloud, up there on the cinema screen, you can just notice this, notice what's pulled you away. Maybe take a couple of conscious breaths and then come back to this position of observing the thoughts coming and going. Thoughts, images, feelings. We can sit here, supported by the ground, the chair, the cushion, just watching the thoughts come and go. Breath in the background. Noticing any feelings of restlessness, boredom, frustration. Noticing these and coming back each time. Sitting here, noticing the thoughts come and go. And then taking a deeper breath to signal the end of this part of the practice. And then bringing your awareness back to the points of contact between the body and the ground, the cushion, the chair. Noticing how you feel right now. How you are in your body, how you are in your mind. Acknowledging that you've taken this time to just pause and allow yourself to be. Taking a deeper breath and then opening your eyes or raising your gaze and moving on with the next moments of your day.